Hi, hi. Welcome to the year 2021. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for sticking with me through the year 2020 till date. You have been amazing. Welcome to my podcast, Growing with Praises. This year's podcast promises to be much more impactful. Today, I'll be talking about something I titled The Answers of Faith. When it comes to the answers of faith, it is not about what you think or feel. It is about what God says. Answer of faith is calling those things that be not as though they were. Answer of faith is implementing the thought pattern of God in your daily life. It is a full persuasion that what God has promised, He is able also to perform. The answer of faith may not make sense. In fact, it doesn't always make sense, but it sure produces results. In life, you'll meet situations that would ask you questions. Life questions don't have question marks. They don't give you the opportunity to go home and think before you answer. They are practical. Questions like, you said you go to church. Why are things not working for you? You see, that is not the time for you to go back home and sulk and cry and be like, God, answer me. God, when will you do this? God, show them you are a living God. Lord, answer my enemies. No. You see, when you respond like that, it's a sign that you don't have faith. It's a sign that faith is unavailable. Because when a person who is exercising faith speaks, you would look at him or her twice. You see, faith brings ownership to the power of God. So life will ask you questions from your siblings, questions from your peers. They'll be like, why aren't you married yet? I thought you are the giver of motivational relationship advice. You know, Abi, you are still among those waiting for the will of God. Ah, you're almost 40, or you're almost 50, or you're almost 30. What's happening now? That is not the time to sulk. That is not the time to cry. And at those times, when you don't have the answer of faith, you will be put under duress. You will be put under so much pressure. Listen, the answer of faith, yeah, doesn't come by talking or just saying anything that comes to mind. No. You know, Nigerians could be very superstitious. I love this country. I'm proud to be a Nigerian. But we cannot deny the fact that Nigerians could be very superstitious. You know, you could be in an elevator and you ask someone, sorry, are you going up or down? And the person will be like, please, I'm only going up in my life. And you give them the kind of look like, oh, madam, sorry, yo. I was just trying to say, and she'll hush you and be like, I know what you're trying to say, but I will not use my mouth and say anything negative about my destiny. In fact, the most funny one I've heard, you know, is when people try to put everything on their enemy. You hear them say something like, ah, it's like my enemy wants to have headache, not me. That's so funny. But you see, faith is not the denial of facts. Rather, it is denying facts the ability to control the circumstances of your life. I'll say that again. Faith is not the denial of facts. Rather, it is denying facts the ability to control the circumstances of your life. So let me share a few secrets with you. When it comes to the questions of life, what you say last is your answer of faith. What you say last is what matters. Let's go practical. So you just got back from the hospital and the doctor said you have a slight fever. Now you're thinking aloud or you're talking to yourself and you'd be like, the doctor said I have a slight fever, but himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses, and by his stripes I have been healed. Therefore, I am the healed of God. I walk in perfect health. What he has taken, I do not have. Case closed. Not that, the Bible said I'm the healed of God, but the way this malaria is doing me, I don't even understand. I think I'm actually very sick. No, that is a wrong positioning. Do you remember when Jesus was at Gethsemane, preparing for his death? He was praying in preparation for his death. At some point, he was overwhelmed. And he said, Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass over me. But did you read further what he said? He said, not my will, but your will. This was Jesus' answer of faith to the pressure he felt. Look at Job. What was his answer of faith to his friends? After they had said all they had to say to him, Job 13:15, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That was Job's answer of faith. I mean, if Job was living in this generation, a whole lot of people would think he is mad. But no, that is the answer of faith. Your result is out, you're in final year, and everybody's rushing to the board to check, what they graduated with. And there are always these oversabi people that we help to announce your results. And for example, Brother John is walking, to the board. He's a prayer warrior. He always goes to church, studies his Bible, and all of that. And one oversabi from the crowd will just shout, Brother John, I saw your result. Oh, you graduated with a third class, eh? After all your praying, so what will you do now? We are in a country where with third class, you can't get a job. You don't have a life. I mean, he will vomit so much negativity into your life. Brother John, that is not the time to sulk. That is not the time to say, God, after I've served you. Your response to him would be, but the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. This is your experience. I only go forward. Things happen for my good. Doors are open for me. That would be your response to him. Not the opposite. Not you saying, but God, you said the path of the just is as a shining light. This one that I now have taught class now, what will I do? No, you don't talk like that. So many people may ask, how do I get this answer of faith? Simple, through your fellowship with the Word. Notice, I didn't say study, but fellowship. That is, when you become one with what you've studied. Because the more scriptures you have in your heart, the more ammunition you have to use instantly against negativity. Secondly, pray in the Holy Ghost. Speak in tongues profusely. And when your answer of faith comes, shout it out. Because when those negative thoughts come, they are not quiet. They are always loud. So when you get your answer of faith, shout it out. Why do you have to shout it out? Because you cannot be cool and calm about the questions life throws at you through the voices in your head, from social media, family, friends, etc., or else you would be depressed. Life questions demand urgent response. Life's questions are not patient enough for you to go home and think, what should I do? What should I say? No, you always have to be ready to attack negativity. Attack negativity. Anything, voice, human, object, living or non-living things that does not sound like God, attack it. And what do you use? The answer of faith. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law must not depart from your mouth. The word of God is your only way out. You see, your mouth is not just for you to use to eat. No, it is not just for you to take ice cream or eat hot air bar or eat pizza. No, it is with your mouth you would use to go through life successfully. You would use your mouth to channel the course of your life rightly. You would use your mouth to put your life in place. So use your mouth rightly. Get your answers of faith and be ready. You are a soldier of Christ. You should be always ready. You don't prepare for war when the war starts. You prepare for war when there is peace. So get yourself ready for the time when life will throw you these questions. I want to believe this has blessed you, and I want you to practice what you've heard. Let your last statement, let the conclusion of every matter be the word of God. Let it be the answer of faith. Thank you so much for listening. I want to believe this has blessed you. I would love to hear from you. I would love for you to like and comment and let us know how much this has blessed you. Thank you so much, and see you in the next podcast.